USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian negotiators in Turkey offered a peace proposal to include exchanging military neutrality to their Russian counterparts. The Kremlin said it would reduce its military presence in cities near Kyiv, but America and the West says it will judge Russia by its actions, not its words. Still, there are glimmers of hope as the conflict enters its fifth week. It's not clear when a Florida amusement ride will reopen after a 14-year-old boy suffered a fatal fall last week. A manual for the ride obtained by the State Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services reveals that the maximum passenger weight for the Orlando Free Fall is 287 pounds and that large people should not be allowed to ride if they cannot fit in the contours of the seat and the brackets don't fit properly. An attorney for Tyree Sampson says he weighed more than 300 pounds. The major indexes on Wall Street all closed higher on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.